And with pick number 125 in round four, the Colts go to the SEC to find an inside linebacker, Antonio Morrison, out of the University of Florida. Antonio, when that 317 area code popped up, I know that was a team that you liked on your list in the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's a team that out of all the visits I took, that was the visit I enjoyed the most, and meeting with the GM and Coach Pagano, man. I'm excited to be a Colt.
Tell us a little bit more about your visit. I know you and Chuck Pagano struck a chord.
Man, I was flying a lot of places, and Indianapolis, that was my last visit, actually. And just as soon as I stepped foot there, and just the GM came up and talked to me, and just the relationship I built with, I felt like I know those guys for years already, just the short conversations I had with them, and it was just great.
Your style of play, how would you describe yourself as an inside linebacker?
I'm physical. I'm tough. I love contact. I love hitting. That's the part of the game I love, man. And I'm going to bring it every play. You're never going to see me take plays off. I'm 110 miles per hour every single play.
I know the stat that really jumped out to me was the first Florida player to post back-to-back 100 tackle seasons since 1992, 1993. And you did that coming back from a knee injury. Let fans know a little bit about what your recovery mindset was after that bowl game injury in your junior year.
Well, yeah, my junior year, I had it planned. I was going to come out early, and I had tore my left LCL and ACL in my knee in doing so. I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset or anything. It's a part of the game. Injuries are part of the game. And I just wrote down my goals for each and every day, what I want to attain. Each day I write down new goals. And I felt like as long as I was accomplishing those every day, I accomplished the plan in the long run. That's what I ended up doing.
He came back, started 14 games his final season at Florida, 103 tackles. We see the Bulls had. I know the Pacers fans might not like that, but you're a Chicago native. How happy are you to be staying in the Midwest?
Yeah, I'm a Chicago native, man. My parents are real happy. Indiana's right by Illinois, man. So it's not really far for them to come to them games, and it's just exciting, man. I'm real excited.
So the visit with the Colts brought Antonio Morrison to Indianapolis, just a short drive down I-65. The Colts started day three of the draft with a defensive tackle. They add another part of the middle of their defense in Antonio Morrison out of the University of Florida.